Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Riding with the Queen. This is your host, Rami Mays, here on 101.5 UMFM every Sunday, 1 to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can either listen to it online, on the radio. You can stream it anywhere from the globe, really, if you're awake, if the hours work for you. 1 to 2 p.m. on umfm.com. Listen online. Today, I want to feature a young blues player out of Austin, Texas, who's been making waves with his traditional sound wrapped up in a more contemporary and accessible package. Gary Clark Jr. He was born February 15th, 1984, making him only 33 years old, but has already been dubbed the Chosen One. He shared the stage with Eric Clapton, B.B. King, and the Rolling Stones. He's best known for his fusion of blues, rock and soul elements mixed with some hip hop. It's new bunny music. If you haven't heard of Gary Clark Jr., you may be intrigued by hearing him today on the show, since he masters distorted guitar sounds and has a very smooth vocal style that truly draws you in. This young Gary Clark Jr. began playing guitar at the age of 12. He played small gigs throughout his teens until he met the promoter Clifford Antone. Clifford Antone was the proprietor of the Austin music club Antone's, and Antone's was the launch pad that Clifford opened in 75 and nurtured careers of the likes of Jimmy and Stevie Ray Vaughan. And soon after meeting Clifford, Clark began to play with an array of musical icons, including Jimmy Vaughan, starting from the age of about 15. So Vaughn and others in the Austin music really, the community really helped Clark along his musical path and facilitated his ascent into the Texas rock and roll scene, which is one to be proud of. Clark's music demonstrates how the blues have virtually been shaped by every medium of music over the past century, from hip-hop to country. And to his parents' disappointment, Clark turned down a full scholarship at UT Austin, and instead choosing to gig full-time, and he went on tour with Jimmy Vaughan to promote his first LP, Worry No More, a blues throwback album released on his own label. Now, between you and me, I can honestly say that if I had the opportunity to do something wonderful like go to school on a scholarship or something wonderful like tour with Jimmy Vaughan, I think I would choose the latter as well. So, before we delve too much into the show, let's hear some tracks and set the stage for the show with the very fresh career of Gary Clark Jr. Let's start with a live Gary Clark Jr. tune to familiarize you with his sound, if you are new to his name, a tune that caught my ear when I heard it a few years back, and likely his most popular song, a song called Bright Lights, Big City. Then I think we'll check out a tune by Jimmy Vaughan, appropriately, featuring the incredible Luann Barton, who sang with him a lot. And it's a song called Boom Bop A Boom that actually Jaina Wiki from The Perps and I used to cover together. And then a live B.B. King tune. I love the name of this song. It's called Paying the Cost to Be the Boss. Friggin' B.B. King. So cool. And, yeah. And, well, I mean, not only has Clark shared the stage with all of the above, there is really never a bad time to hear good old B.B. So let's do that here on 101.5 UMFM.
We'll be right back. something came down, somebody else. Oh,
listen when I'm talking to you. You think you ought to do, baby, anything you want to do. You gotta be crazy, baby. Just gotta be out of your mind. Long as I'm paying the bills, I'm paying the calls. Be the boss. I'll drink if I want to play a little poker, too. I don't want you saying nothing as long as I'm taking care of you. As long as I'm working, baby, and as long as I'm paying the bills, I don't want no mouth from you about the way I'm supposed to live. Gotta be crazy, baby. Just gotta be out of your mind. Long as I'm paying the bills, I'm paying the cost to be the boss. You act like you're ashamed. You don't act like my baby. You're just using my name. But I tell you I'm gonna handle the money, and I don't want no back talk. You don't like what I'm doing. Pack up your things and go. Gotta be crazy, baby. Just gotta be out of your mind. Long as I'm paying the bills, I'm paying the call. Be the boss.
A Winnipeg musical institution since its inception, this October, the West End Cultural Center celebrates their 30th anniversary with a special month of programming featuring local and touring favorites. And on Thursday, October 19th, the stage will play host to Saskatchewan dark folk masters, the Deep Dark Woods. The band's latest, Yarrow, finds songwriter Ryan Bold reimagining the sound of the Deep Dark Woods as a blend of grungy folk and prairie psychedelic. It's a band that has developed a strong Winnipeg fan base like the city has never heard them before, and advance tickets to the show are on sale now for only $20 plus fees and can be purchased at Music Trader, Into the Music, the West End, and online at Ticketfly.com. So don't miss your chance to see the Deep Dark Woods perform songs from Yarrow on Thursday, October 19th at the West End Cultural Center as part of their 30th anniversary celebrations, proudly presented by UMFM 101.5.
All right, thanks for tuning in today. We are featuring the young and mega-talented Gary Clark Jr. Clark spent most nights growing up in his bedroom emulating heroes like Lightnin' Hopkins, Elmore James, and six-fingered Chicago slidemaster Hound Dog Taylor. And Haddong's gritty solos that can stray miles from the rhythm section can still be heard in Clark's music. By the young age of 17, Clark was playing with older pros and hanging out in lots of smoky rooms. And that year, he was arrested for smoking weed on school grounds, which he sings about in his high-voltage rocker, the Travis County. He says, I was high, but after sitting in jail for a while, I was like, damn, this sucks. I don't ever want to come back here ever, ever. And though he's not a classic bad boy, he hasn't exactly been on the straight and narrow since then. And as I mentioned when I was having that sort of temporary tech glitch earlier, the man still apparently likes his whiskey and weed, and to be honest, who can blame him? Not me. Then it was at the young age of 27 that Clark was declared, now this is quite the quote, best young gun by Rolling Stone magazine in its Best of Rock issue. I pretty much think like the cover of the Rolling Stone would be the cat's meow, but also being called the best young gun at age 27 by its rock issue, not too shabby. This was one of my accolades. This is to be many of the accolades and honors he'd receive in the coming years. And it was the year before that, even, that he made his big mark playing the esteemed Crossroads Guitar Festival founded by Eric Clapton, who actually handpicks the performers. And Kirk was billed amongst, you know, these greats, Eric Clapton, Buddy Guy, Steve Winwood, John Mayer, Sheryl Crow, Jeff Beck, and ZZ Top. And notably, he was the only one under the age of 30 to have a full set. And Buddy Guy became a big fan, and he was quoted as saying about Clark, quote, he's as good as it gets. Gary reminds me of T-Bone Walker more than anybody I've ever seen. We're all trying to do this to keep the blues, the music alive, because the blues is not being played. End of quote. So that's pretty awesome to be told that by Buddy Guy. He knows his blues, so he wouldn't be messing around. Beyond debuting his own original material at that festival, he also got on stage to perform with Doyle Bramall II and Sheryl Crow for their performance with Eric Clapton. Like I say, not bad for a guy who was 26 and new on the scene. A year later, he was a feature at the Bonnaroo Festival, and the list goes on. The rest was history. Short history, so far that it may be, you can't deny he hit the jackpot on the scene, and his name stood beside the best in the business. So, let's hear some of these greats, and let's spin some more Gary Clark Jr. We'll start the set with a Gary Clark Jr. song that I really dig, actually, called Don't Owe You a Thing. And then let's hear from some other headliners from that Crossroads Guitar Festival that really put Clark on the map and really nurtured the friendships he made with those guys. So we'll spin a Buddy Guy tune called What Kind of Woman Is This from his album Bring It In. And we'll also hear a tune that John Mayer and Gary Clark Jr. performed together at the Rock and Roll Induction Ceremony of 2013. It's an Albert King tune called Born Under a Bad Sign here on Riding with the Queen.
say, now there goes a sight for my sore eyes. There goes a sight for my sore eyes. Now there goes a sight for my sore eyes. What kind of woman is this? You should be locked up, pretty girl, in my bedroom with me. So we could do the same thing that Adam did under that old apple tree. What he did under that apple tree. What he did under that apple tree. Well, 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 well.
Hard luck and trouble been my better, I wouldn't have no luck at all.
Enable FM chip in your Android smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to hear critical radio updates. It also allows you to listen to your local FM stations while using one-third the battery of an internet application. Learn more at freeradioonmyphone.ca.
Hey there. Thanks for tuning in today. You're listening to Riding with the Queen here on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Rami Mays. And today we've been looking at the young and accomplished, quickly and increasingly rising star, Gary Clark Jr. That last song we listened to was him and John Mayer playing together. And I dare say that was a bit of a wank fest. I feel like the two of them got a little excited and maybe went a little too deep into their wank noodle riffs. But I still enjoyed the show that I saw of it, like the live show. So he has worked and performed with many greats, as we've seen so far on the show, including John Mayer. And there are some interesting people here that he's worked with. Let's see here. So in 2014, Clark worked with the Foo Fighters on the track What Did I Do? When they recorded their 2014 album Sonic Highways, recorded in Austin, Texas. And the next year is when he released his album, The Story of Sonny Boy Slim. And he released that in September of 2015. And he really blends his unique style of blues, rock, and soul music with occasional touches of that's all, folks. Total stutter there. Touches of hip-hop and R&B to create his signature sound. The album title is The Story of Sonny Boy Slim, and I automatically just assumed Sonny Boy Williamson and Magic Slim or Memphis Slim, but I was wrong. The album title was created by blending his two childhood nicknames. Sonny Boy was the nickname his mother gave to him, and Slim was the name sort of given to him by the Austin, Texas music blues scene, and referred to his tall and thin physical build. That album actually reached number one on the Billboard Top Blues Albums charts in October of that year. So that's pretty cool. He also sang on the bonus track cover of I Want You Back by the Jackson 5 on Sheryl Crow's album 100 Miles from Memphis. So again, working with Sheryl Crow. And more recently, Clark recorded with Alicia Keys on two different songs in New York. He co-wrote the song Fire We Make with Alicia Keys, Andrew Wansell, and Warren Felder for the album Girl on Fire. So that was probably a nice royalty check coming in. Clark also notably collaborated with ZZ Ward, not to be mixed up with ZZ Top. She's also known as Susanna Eva Ward, who is an American musician, singer, and songwriter, and who is signed to Boardwalk Entertainment Group. Clark and Ward came together on the tune Ride, and it was on the soundtrack for the 2017 Pixar film Cars 3. I was really happy to hear from her. I'd never heard of Eva Ward or ZZ Ward, and I thought that her voice was pretty cool, so hopefully you'll like that too. So for this set, let's focus on these collaborations and hear the Foo Fighters track, What Did I Do?, featuring Gary Clark Jr. Then we'll spin a track from Gary Clark's album, The Story of Sonny Boy Slim, with a tune called Grinder. I really like that tune. And I'm really stoked to play the ZZ Ward song. I think that she's really cool, and maybe you'll think so too and check into her a bit more. And then I think we can finish up the show with another Gary Clark tune, since we really only heard a few of him in the show. Let's hear a track called Numb from his 2012 album Black and Blue, spelled B-L-A-K and B-L-U. For my sign-off today, I'll also end with a great quote from the almighty bluesman James Cotton, speaking about Gary Clark Jr. Now, James Cotton passed away recently, but if he had at all even said my name in his lifetime, it would have been a great honor. So this is a pretty cool quote about Gary Clark. It caught my ear right away, he said. He wasn't just playing that wah-wah guitar. He was really playing the blues. You don't hear much of that. Pretty dope quote. Thank you so much for tuning in, and until next week, you've been riding with the Queen.
There you go again, putting words into my mouth. This one's for you to know. And for me to find out. All that trouble and you want about. How you gonna know till you hear it out loud? Stop, ask myself, what did I do? We'll be right back. So here I go again, putting words into your mouth. This one's for me to know, and for you to find out. All that trouble I'm on about, how you gonna know till you hear it out loud? All your heroes, where are they now? I'm lost, deliver me. I cross the river finally. God is my witness. Yeah, it's gonna heal my soul tonight. God is my
The Stellar Rodeo is back, and it's all about the vibe. Great music, fine wine, and good times taking place at the Forks August 18th.